It's your favorite local magazine come to life on the radio. Area experts giving you tips and tricks on everything you need to know. It's Expert Insights. Now, here's your host, Deb Keating.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Expert Insights Show, where every Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on WATD, I have the lucky pleasure of interviewing local business owners. And I'm a big proponent, as I say every week, of doing things local. And in today's world, stressful world that we all put on ourselves and on our children and what have you, it's a stressful environment that certain things like yoga and mindfulness can really make a big impact on your everyday life and your overall life. So we are really, really happy today to have Melissa McKim, owner of Unplug and Be Mindful in Marshfield. And we are really happy to have you here today to learn all about yoga and about unplugging, which we all need to do in our lives. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to jump right in because I have lots of questions. Just to give you a little bit of a background on my journey with yoga, I have been doing yoga for, 35 something. I'm really dating myself. When people thought yoga was strange or only for hippies or what have you. So I am a passionate believer in what you are doing. And I'm so happy that the universe has really changed and that people are adopting mindfulness, meditation, yoga. But what you have at Unplug and Be Mindful in Marshfield is something really different than a lot of the other studios. So we're going to tap into that. But tell me how long you've been practicing yoga and this word that I can barely say, even though I've been around this whole mindset for a long time, Ayurveda. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay. So I started practicing yoga as a senior in college. I went to Northeastern in Boston, and I was very fortunate that I was in a relationship for 5 years with a gentleman who was Hindu, and his mom practiced yoga. And I went through a period of like 6 months where I had a lot of panic attacks, anxiety, and I was lucky that his mother had recommended yoga, and my grandmother, who's still around, she's 93, had introduced me to a lot of holistic modalities as a child.
Probably why she's still around, I bet, because
yes.
She, at 93, if she practiced holistic medicine, mm-hmm. from what I know about holistic medicine, that's the secret to everything, right?
Yeah.
But keep going, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so she's pretty amazing. She's meditated every day for the last at least 50 years.
Wow.
And she sent me to Dr. Mark Mancola when I was 10.
Mm-hmm. So, famous name around here.
Yeah. So I was very fortunate. She actually lived right next to me. And, you know, at this time in my life where I was just taken back by how much anxiety I had, she had actually recommended Tai Chi and meditation. So in a combination with yoga, I really helped bring myself back to balance. And I feel like diet is such a huge piece for me and always has been, like eating very clean, being mindful about what I eat, because 80% of our health is diet, nutrition. So I feel like I got a lot of that from her. But then once I discovered Ayurveda, which was about 10 years ago now, I actually was introduced to Ayurveda in my first yoga teacher training, and I had to unlearn a lot of what I had learned.
Kind of like tennis, right? If you have the wrong swing, you have to start over.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, yoga is considered chikitsa or a therapy as part of Ayurveda. So there is a yoga practice for every individual person. So if you grew up in India and your family practiced Ayurveda, like a doctor would be able, an Ayurvedic doctor would be able to tell you, okay, this is who you are. This is your constitution. Here are the foods, the yoga, all of the things that are beneficial for you at this time in your life.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. See, I'm already, like, we've been not even 5 minutes in, I'm already learning, and I thought I knew a little bit about this practice.
Yeah. So my lineage of yoga is from Krishnamacharya, and he was the founder of Vinyasa Yoga, which most people are familiar with now, but also yoga therapy. So what I do at the studio is I offer a lot of different styles of yoga because I have, you know, populations that age from teenagers to, I think our oldest student is 83.
Wow. Does she do chair yoga? Or she's
no.
Wow.
She does hatha yoga.
Good for her.
Yeah. And hatha yoga is interesting because we wouldn't have any movement without the hatha yoga pratipika, in which was mostly seated, lying down, but strong poses.
Mm-hmm.
Like standing poses are only a couple hundred years old.
Really?
So, yeah. And so people look at hatha yoga as, you know, grandma's yoga or very gentle yoga, and it can be, but we wouldn't have any movement without hatha yoga. So all asana, the yoga postures, stem from hatha yoga. So when you see that on our website, know that that is a very traditional practice.
Mm-hmm.
You might get some standing poses in there now, but it's a lot, that is like a slow flow.
Kind the of hatha in particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But in any event, everyone, there is a practice for everyone. And if we remember that yoga originally was about purifying the body, keeping the body healthy so you could sit and meditate.
Hmm.
Right?
Kind of backwards thinking in our mind,
it
right?
It is, yes. And so I'm trying to get back to that because mental health is such a huge issue. And what helped me when I discovered yoga was the breath work and learning how to control the mind. And the body is just a vehicle, a way of doing that. So I always tell people who say, you know, I'm not flexible, I can't do yoga, that, like, come on in, you know?
It's, right.
You know, if you're looking to become flexible, yoga can help get you there, but it's not about that at all. It's really becoming in tune with your body and your mind and how to use the breath to help remove obstacles. And there's a practice for everyone.
So I definitely want to dig into that, but help us understand, because this is for my own education as well. Just in a nutshell, describe specifically what does Ayurveda really mean? Not the technical description, but what is that?
Yeah. So Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old science, and it's actually two words, Ayu and Veda. So Veda is knowledge, Ayu is life. So it is the science of life. And if you travel to Pune, India, there are Ayurvedic hospitals.
Oh.
Yeah. So it says that each of us are individuals that are made up of, you know, a proportion of the five elements. And so, for example, for me, I am dominant, what we call Pitta dosha, which is a lot of fire. So, and my secondary dosha, if you will, is Vata, which is ether and air. And then we all have all of the five elements. So obviously I have some Kapha in there. But when I started practicing yoga, because of that fire within me, the hot power yoga brought out hives in my body, and it would take 2 hours for me to cool my body down.
Wow.
And I was a rower in college, so it wasn't that I wasn't physically strong enough to do the practice. It was just not right for my body, my constitution, in my Pitta stage of life.
So how do you find out if you're fire and therefore you need this type of yoga? How do you discover that?
So I do Ayurvedic health counseling, and where I assess people and tell them what their constitution is. We can do pulse testing, but most of it is just intake, figuring out who you are. And then, so that's how you were born. Again, if you were raised in India or your family practiced Ayurveda, a doctor would do a pulse assessment to figure out who you are when you're born. And then as you grow older, you move, your body changes because we're all part of nature, right? So as we get older, we all have things that change, right? So now I'm kind of moving into my Vata stage of life. So things are changing within me.
Right.
My hair is changing, my skin is changing, and you know, what Ayurveda says, it aging doesn't have to be this scary, all the things you see on like pharmaceutical commercials, like all the scary things that can happen. It's all about longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And
feeling good in that. It's not just years, it's quality years,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, what I learned is that power yoga wasn't right for my body, and I needed more of the unheated room and still a challenging practice, but it was the heat that was making that fire exacerbate. So now, you know, my practice is a little bit slower. It's still challenging, but I tend to lean a lot more towards the yin type of practice, mm-hmm. which is great for the ligaments, the joints, and all of that. So I get a balance. So, sorry, did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. In fact, you triggered a bunch of other questions that I have for you. So a couple of things. First of all, count me in. I think I'm a fire too, but it's amazing how life happens, environmental circumstances, what have you, your physical body. And so I love the whole idea that your studio at Unplug and Be Mindful is not just a one-size-fits-all. I love when I looked on your website, I was like, oh my God, I've been doing yoga forever, but there are so many different options. Yeah. But I love even more that if you know inside your body, if somebody is going to guide you to learn what options are good for you, that's phenomenal. So I definitely want to do that. And Unplug and Be Mindful, can they go to your website to learn how to get this Ayurveda counseling, if you will?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what is that website?
Unplug, singular, unplugyoga.com.
Unplugyoga.com. Perfect. So now I want to talk about a word that you used, but in a different way. You used the word balance. So I wrote myself a note. Balance, especially as we get older, is critically important because how many times do you hear, oh, so-and-so fell, and then they broke their hip, and then they got pneumonia, and then sadly, they're gone.
Yeah.
So balance, postures, and what have you may not feel like you lifted a 500-pound weight, but it could be more important than anything else, right?
Right. Yes. So I have a lot of people, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're older, but people who struggle with balance. And the question always is why?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? And oftentimes, it's the feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of, so I'm trained in, there's a woman named Jill Miller who was a yoga therapist, and she created this yoga tune-up method and created these myofascia balls that are really pliable.
I saw that on your website too. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, so I've done some training with her and a couple other people, and oftentimes it's if the arches have fallen and people get knuckle-toed, they need to roll out the sole of the foot.
Hmm.
And that's what's preventing them from being in balance. So the first inclination is, oh, I'm getting older, I can't balance.
Right.
Is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with my mind? You know, am I getting dementia? Like the mind can go to very scary places, and it's like, no, it's just your feet. Like we neglect our feet in this country. This is why the yogis, we're big proponents of walking barefoot.
Right. And isn't that grounding or something they call it?
Yeah. Very grounding. But yeah, our feet change with the types of shoes that we wear. I refer a lot of my clients to Marathon Sports in Norwell to get, you know, measured and get inserts, because oftentimes, you know, we pick shoes because they look cute.
Right.
Or their style.
But now I'm in Hokas, and I walked around Italy in a dress and Hokas because and I did get them there actually.
Yeah.
But also shout out to Mark Pawicki from Pawicki Physical Therapy, who I am about to get custom orthotics with him because I have knee pain, back pain, this and that. So he's in Duxbury, right here local.
Yeah.
He does custom orthotics for exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But what a better way than also to go to your class and figure out how to roll your body out, whether it's your feet or your back or what have you.
Right.
So I want to address one other thing before we go to a break. And that is the mind-body connection that you talked about. I just took my daughter to the doctor, to the GI doctor. She's 21. And they asked about her stress level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, normally you might think, well, okay, yeah, but her symptoms are way beyond just stress. And her answer was, you wouldn't believe how many young adults, you know, like I said, my daughter's 21, come in here and they have gut issues because the number one place that's connected to your mind is your gut.
Right.
This is coming straight from, granted, a traditional medical doctor, mm-hmm. but she sees the connection. So I really want to encourage my daughter and all the other parents who are listening for their adult children to encourage them to go to Unplug and Be Mindful, to your studio, to start working on the inside so that the outside can be better.
Right, right, yeah. Their science is calling the gut the second brain.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they've figured out, and you know, I'm sure you can research this online, but you know, serotonin does get created in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And stress, you know, certainly can impact our digestion. So digestion is the first thing we look at in Ayurveda.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm sending my daughter to you like ASAP. Mm-hmm. So that's for starters. But yeah. We're going to go to a quick break. I could literally talk to you for the next 4 hours mm-hmm. because we have so much still left to talk about. Okay. But we do have to quickly break, and then we will come back. And we are speaking with Melissa McKim, owner of Unplug and Be Mindful Studio in Marshfield. And we're going to talk about why your business is not just for yoga. Lots more. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more expert insights on WATD.
South Shore Connections is your go-to source for all the happenings in your town. When you want to know what's going on in your community, hear it straight from the people who know. With monthly messages from the schools, the library, the senior center, the rec department, and more, the Neighbors magazines and South Shore Connections keep you up to date on all the latest in town, focusing on positive, inspiring stories about residents and businesses in the Duxbury, Marshfield, and Norwell communities. If you're a local business owner, consider partnering with South Shore Connections. When you do, you gain access to an unmatched multi-platform network with print and digital, in-person networking groups featuring organizations across the South Shore, and our talk show, Expert Insights, airing on 95.9 WATD on Sunday mornings. Follow South Shore Connections on social media or visit our website, southshoreconnections.com, to learn how we connect local businesses to residents on the South Shore. To get your community magazine today, visit southshoreconnections.com.
Back to Expert Insights and your host, Deb Keating.
Welcome back to the Expert Insight Show, where every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. we interview local business owners and we learn a lot from them. And today's interview, we are learning so much from Melissa McKim, owner of Unplug and Be Mindful in Marshfield. And Melissa, I could talk to you all day because this yoga and energy, this intrigues me so much that I was telling my husband that maybe I'll be a yoga teacher in my next life. We'll see. But there's a lot to be said about energy mm-hmm. and what energy does to our bodies. And you call your business an energy center, not a wellness center. Why is that?
Yes. So I decided when we moved, so originally I was renting a small space in a shared office building. And, you know, I saw this building that came up for sale, and I had really wanted to have my own space to protect the energy in the space. And when we moved there, I decided to call it an energy center just because I saw the word wellness being used, you know, so often now everywhere. Everything is wellness.
Right.
And I think it's very subjective. It's like, what does wellness mean? Right. And some of the businesses that had that, you know, term or word associated to it, I just, for me, are not wellness.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about because it is every other word popping up on every street.
Yeah. So, you know, when I think of energy, and when we talk about yoga, we always talk about energy in our, not just our physical body, right, but our energetic body, like how we're exposed to things in our environment, whether it's, you know, through our senses. Our senses are very important in yoga and Ayurveda and what we're exposed to, and everything is made of vibration. So there's a scientist named David Hawkins that wrote a really great book called Power Versus Force, and he has measured words, people's personalities, and calibrated what level of vibration these things are. So I know most people have heard from like psychotherapists that you shouldn't should yourself. Mm-hmm. You've heard that word?
No, yeah. Yes. Okay. I have an executive coach who's amazing, and she says exactly that.
Right. So instead of using the word should, which has a lower vibration, using the word could, mm-hmm. right? So we've all know that, but that is just an example of energy vibration, and some being higher in vibration and some being lower. So there, you know, are studies on like heavy metal music, for example, right?
No, that, thank you.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, it's just a lower vibration. So these things aren't good or bad. They're just, if we look at everything made up of energy and whether, well, how they calibrate, right? We want to choose a higher vibration. And that, because that affects everyone. And
right.
And our whole being, right? So even food, right? Why do we choose food that is like fruits and vegetables, high in prana, right? It's they that has the highest form of energy for us versus food that maybe is processed, mm-hmm. that, you know, came from a factory or what have you, has a lower vibration. So the yogis knew a long time ago that if we want to lift our vibration and be healthy, we choose whether it's high vibrational foods, but also being mindful of our surroundings. So to me, like, that's what I'm trying to do at the studio, is keep everyone's vibration high, bring in all healthy, natural things, whether it applies to our bodies or our minds, like being able to be in a space where we're lifting people up versus bringing in some of the more lower vibration, if that makes sense.
It does make absolute sense. And in fact, to play off of that, since you are an energy center doing good things for people, of course you don't want to bring in services that are unnatural. So mm-hmm. I know you have some new services.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We do. So we just, as of last week, we're offering holistic skincare using a product from a company called Farmhouse Fresh. It's all organic and natural products, and their half of their business is designed to help support farm animals. Mm-hmm. So they do good, and they're good products, but in Ayurveda, the skin is our largest organ. So everything that we put on our skin, our body has to digest it, and it digests it for at least 20 minutes. So I think one of the things that, you know, you'll notice in my space is every product that I carry, I take a lot of time going through who the company is and how their impact on the body and the mind. So I really try to be mindful of the things that I sell and that we use. But, you know, the face has a lot of marma points in Ayurveda. It's very similar to acupressure points in Chinese medicine. So there is lots of therapeutic reasons to have your face massaged.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I had a girl who I did my first 200-hour training with that worked on the North Shore for about 20 years, and she made her way to Marshfield, and somehow we connected. So she's a yogi. She does energy work, and she came to me, and I said, "This." I never thought I'd offer facials, but the way that she's offering and the products that we're using, I think it's a natural fit for our community. So I try to bring in things that I know would be helpful for our community, because there's not that many places that offer very pure products.
Right. And you have a retail store right in your studio, which, by the way, we are here with Melissa McKim from Unplug and Be Mindful. So
yes.
What's in your retail store?
Again, I never thought I would have a little boutique, but a lot of people would ask me where I get certain products or what I recommend for certain things. And so I just started carrying, you know, some small lines of products, you know, to expose people to different things. So I do have some clothing, but I also have some Ayurvedic products, so like tongue scrapers, neti pots, different oils. So if I, you know, do an assessment on someone and you know, I think it would be beneficial for them to use body oil, like I carry some things like that. And knowing that, you know, most of the things I only get in once people are aware of what they need, I know they can just order it online. Right. But it's really supposed to be an educational boutique.
Which I love, because that also, once again, to remind people about Unplug and Be Mindful. It's right here in Marshfield. But the reason why I like that is because you do the assessment, you do the Ayurveda, I don't know how to pronounce it, Ayurveda. I've seen the word 9 million times.
Yeah.
I've said it 5 times today and I still struggle with it, as probably everybody else does. But you do that assessment and then you have some retail products and services like a holistic facial massage to complement all of that.
Right.
So it is sort of this one-stop energy center. Yeah. I love that. And then lastly, tell us a little bit about how you're different, because I can already tell, but just remind everybody, because there are other studios in the area to choose from. Yeah. Why choose Unplug and Be Mindful? Why are you different?
Yeah, I think, you know, there is a place for everyone. And I would say that our studio is very much a community. You know, and I feel like all of my teachers are all in the same path, as, you know, we truly believe that if there a practice isn't right for someone, we'll recommend something else, or maybe it is even somewhere else, you know. But I feel like, you know, at our studio, you can figure out who you are and what's best for you. And we offer a lot of different styles of yoga, all different levels. So there's something for everyone, depending on who you are at this moment.
And yeah. I believe that wholeheartedly, because if you go on your website, which is
unplugyoga.com.
Unplugyoga.com. Yeah. I saw some classes are at 5:30 in the morning and 7 o'clock at night and 5 days a week. I mean, 7 days a week, yeah. Rather. Every day you can find something. And again, I wasn't even that aware of how many different choices you have. And like right now, my back is tight, my knee is hurt. I could just use the excuse, oh, therefore I can't do yoga. There's no excuse when you go to Unplug and Be Mindful, because there is something for everybody. And again, I love how you can come in for a personal assessment.
Yep.
Count me in 100% for doing that, so that we can all learn mind, body, soul, what's right for us.
Mm-hmm. And so, I always recommend, you know, I'm very open and available. I have a lot of people that will call me and say, you know, I'm new to yoga, or I've just had this injury and I'm coming back to yoga. What class should I start with? And we work privately with a lot of people to get them going again, to figure out and assess them and say, okay, this is where you are. This is what you're looking for. And these classes, once they're ready to move into a group space, these are the classes to try.
Love it. So once again, we are wrapping up with Melissa McKim from Unplug and Be Mindful in Marshfield, not that far from Levitate. So if you are interested in yoga and energy practice and all kinds of other things that are good for the mind, body, and soul, make sure you check them out. And thank you, Melissa, for coming with us today.
Thank you very much.